could not feel for the moral anxieties of a prosperous intelligence. My Lord, I am on the side of the angels. Thus to an audience of nuns and undergraduates in the Chicago Theater. In 1863, did he dismiss the whole controversy about Darwin's origin of species? The intellectuals detested him almost to a man. Who but this river could have brought freedom from to denounce him from the same political platform?
Well, sure.
That one minute.
Nothing ever changes.
Would you not agree?
Sure. And it's just, you know, other than the style of the language, it could be a recorder of this, you know, what's here today, right now.
Pretty good stuff.
Absolutely.
That's what happened in America. The truth was. They're unhappy about your ships right now, aren't they?
Most of the bad lot of shares are. Yeah, we've really done the worst thing of all you can do to them, which is accomplish what they want done, but not the way they want it. In fact, they promise even more than anybody could have hoped.
Don't you prove them wrong?
The opposite way.
I did it
the way they say that.
I did it in funk. I did it by coming back. I did it in 68. And we did it by a line trial in 72. And they're done. And it's also still.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Very bitter bill of the song.
I take no hope. I'm glad that another reason. I say it's no time to, you know, so gloat about it or
gloat about it.
But I do say, by God, let's have no illusions about who our friends are anymore. Let's have no illusions. I told Colson, I said, no, let's have no illusions about the, you know, the lion theory and the other theory, and I know it's good, and crisis to an extent. Oh, crisis, whether in the moment and times. You must have no illusions about the theory that, well, maybe they're going to change. Maybe you could have some. You cannot know it. You cannot know. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't, they aren't winnable. They're not. To win, there's got to be a contest, and there is no contest. They're not open.
I said a little. I have a nice letter from Harry Bird. I marked it up somewhere. And, he was remarking about the fact that he, well, this is a salt memory of the book, is very negative in terms of, I didn't read the damn article, but what did it have to show? What did it have to show? No, it wasn't. Why the hell we did it? His wife was it didn't show any of the warmth. He was sort of a nostalgic letter.
It didn't show much of the warmth. It showed.
And he had opportunities to talk to everybody. What was the trouble?
Yeah, well, he didn't use them because he talked to you, which is an interesting point, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. They talked to me, they don't do the rest.
That's right. There's no point in the rest of us wasting time with the guy, and each of us spent an hour and a half with him. He's got tons of stuff. He's got 20 articles.
Okay.
But the interview with you overrides it. He used the rest of it. He wove it in, you know, little bits and pieces here and there. And he had some good things. He had some good personal things, but he wrote much more on it. Like
the one I had to stress.
Oh, no. No, it was very straight on the Nixon self-analysis stuff, but it came through. You came through, and in some ways, maybe that's better. You came through really by your own description as more in terms of strength and dealing with these things, you know, the how to deal with crisis and the need to maintain initiative and stay on top of things, keep cool, not slack off, you know, that sort of thing, which he picked up and became fascinated with as a
sure. Good. Okay, that's all.
the best place you get is when that kind of thing happens, and you can't do anything about that except when it happens to be possible, you do it. People saw you then, they expressed great surprise and all that, you know, because...
Why did you laugh, after all?
Yeah, because he showed me smile. You know, and he told the funny joke. They got into, who was it, Rather or somebody, was interviewing Bob Hope and saying, you know, I'm amazed the president's telling these jokes tonight and everything. Hope says, well, why are you amazed? He said, well, we don't usually see a sense of humor on the part of the president. The president said, well, you people cover him in serious times, but you don't pay much attention to him at other times. But he said that he has a marvelous sense of humor. Hope did it very well. He did it very, you know, he was kind of surprised. What do you mean? He has a great sense of humor. And they said, every president I've known has a good sense of humor. Way in which you treated Amy Eisenhower. somebody who's an older man who was around during the Eisenhower years, said, the thing that impressed him most about you was the way you treated maybe Eisenhower, and how marvelous you had been to her, and, you know, having her with you at the balls and inaugural stuff, and all, you know, that making her right up front in the box. All that. After the despicable way that her husband treated you, and after the terrible job she did as first lady in this house, and then you've really given her the chance to remake herself, you know. And she really has. She now is regarded, and she is. She's a totally different woman than one little I saw her. She was a horrible woman.
She was terrible.
She's now.
Now she's everybody thinks dear. Maybe
her public self, at least, is just spectacular. She got out from under the general, and she sort of blossomed on her own. Knew what that. Whoever this was really impressed that you had the, you know, the it was an indication of character that you would be so nice to her.
John Small, much easier.
That's for sure.
Let me say though, Bob, that's the mayor and second Johnson. That's the every damn person that he gets, by God, we're going to get he must, he should. Would you agree?
I sure do. You're the one that backs off of that stuff, though.
No, I don't. I mean, I really don't.
You've got to look like you don't care and let other people come sure it happens, but you're crazy if you don't
get right,
a little every single thing.
If they get a crack and they look at the top jobs and they can't look at that surgery.
Yeah.
After all.
We've got to wait a little bit. Yeah, they're all pretty sharp right now.
You know, one thing that I saw in the interview is at least what Hugh Sloan's testimony on John Carter figured it.
Even in the Post. Yeah, I could have met yesterday was the day Hugh Sloan, General Gruder, Ron Vogel, all our people were on the stand yesterday.
This is a different Ron Vogel than the other one.
Now, this is the end. He was sort of the administrative guy over there. Did the nuts and bolts here. Housekeeping. They were all on the stand yesterday, and then you couldn't have picked a better day except today.
Were they putting on the stand for Lily's case or whose case is they? Disgrace to the political system, but the fact that he lost by the margin he did shows you that right.